Brief technical difficulties from West Michigan, but you are back with us. There's two outs in the bottom of the first inning for the Lugnuts lefty Hogan Harris. He got Daniel Cabrera on a fly out to left, then Corey Joyce fouled out to the catcher. But Colt Keith singled, then shaken up on a pickoff replaced by Jose King. And just a moment ago, Jake Holden hit by a pitch. And now on the first pitch to Wenzel Perez, those two runners, King and Holden, execute a double steal. No throw by Matt Cross. King is now at third, Holden up to second. One ball and no strikes on Perez.
Well, and it looked like this was going to be a really easy inning, but then after that little looper, it's turned into something.
Here's the toss. Perez takes, floating outside. Two balls and no strikes. Wenzel Perez is a switch hitter, bats right, against lefty Harris. Here it comes on 2-0. Inside for ball three. He is not hitting his mark with any of his pitches. 3-0 on Wenzel Perez. On deck for the Whitecaps, their catcher Josh Crouch. First base is open, no score. Here's the 3-0. That's high for ball four. And Harris walks Perez. I wonder if we'll see Don Schultze soon. Here comes the Lugnuts pitching coach. Just before Josh Crouch can come up to home plate. I mean, my goodness. It felt Adam, Cabrera, Joyce, and then Colt Keith. Keith singled on the first pitch that he saw. Up until that point, Daniel Cabrera, who had been so difficult, Harris fell behind him, but it's an easy fly to left. And then Corey Joyce, he got right in on the hands. But there was that delay with Keith injured following the pickoff, though, and since then, he has not been able to locate.
No, he hasn't. He's thrown nine pitches, and only one was a strike ever since that delay, which is odd, but he's just got to refocus because now the bases are loaded, two outs in what, again, seemed like it was going to be an effortless first, and the Whitecaps, give him credit, have made this a difficult inning and now an opportunity to strike.
Schultze back to the third base side lugout, the dugout for the Lugnuts. Time called at home plate, time requested by the batter Crouch. Josh Crouch this year, three doubles, three homers in 21 games. Right-handed batter. Bases loaded, two outs, no score. First pitch, taking inside, a fastball for ball one. I don't know how much faith we are supposed to put in the radar gun here. It was reading 89, 90, 92 for Dylan Smith. It's right now reading 89 for Harris. We've seen Harris, though, 95, 96 with that fastball. He fires. Crouch swings and misses. Registers 90. It exploded past Crouch for strike one.
Well, that had to feel good. It's been a while since he had pumped one in the zone. He gets a swing and a miss. Now hopefully that settles him down and he can get this final out.
And that sets up the good off-speed, too. Fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider. Target in, 1-1, swing and a miss, high chatter. Strike two to Crouch. Crouch does not strike out often. 21 games, 84 total plate appearances, only 11 strikeouts and only 8 walks. Usually puts it in play. Here's the 1-2. He swings and lifts it in the infield, actually into shallow right center. Lawrence Butler yields for center fielder Maciel to make the catch. And that'll do it for the first inning. So after all of that for Hogan Harris, 24 pitches of those 11 strikes, there was a single, a hit by pitch, a walk, a double steal, but three left and no runs. Let's go to the second. Lugnuts and Whitecaps scoreless from LMCU Ballpark.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It was a tale of two very different first innings for each starting pitcher. For West Michigan's Dylan Smith, all he had to use was nine pitches in a 1-2-3 first. He faced Swift, Maciel, and Soderstrom, and a strikeout, two ground outs. He was right through it. On the other side, the Lugnuts lefty, Hogan Harris, faced six batters, loaded the bases. But Harris also blanked the Whitecaps, and we begin the second, no score. Austin Beck on the first pitch takes a called strike from the righty Smith. We shall see 4, 5, and 6 in Beck, Butler, and Butler. Lawrence, and then Johnny. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa Butler. Here's the 0-1. Beck swings and misses, strike two.
I don't know if you got that last one right there, but sure, I'll take it. The four B's?
Wait, you mean your first name is not Adam?
That is, in fact, a lie.
An 0-2 from Smith. Fouled away in the air off to the right side. Two truths and a lie. Adam Jaxa Butler.
You think Austin Beck feels a little left out not being a butler himself? He's in the B family. He's like the stepbrother, right?
The step butler. Righty, righty. 0-2. On its way from Dylan Smith. Beck takes it outside. Austin Beck, all he's done, playing in his 40th game of the year. The batting average is .250 with two doubles and eight home runs. But he has been red hot in the month of June. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside, and it's now 2-2 on Beck. I think the Butlers could take a note out of his book.
Yeah, it's been great to see because his April was fantastic. He kind of bumped back down in May, but he is back to his torrid pace here in June.
2-2. Just barely inside. What a take that was. Eddie has worked the count full.
What's the big thing we noticed with his development last year, Jesse? He got off to a slower start with some big pops at times, but his eye got noticeably better at the plate as the season went on.
He has earned this payoff. He swings and fights it. Foul off to the right. Beck in June. 9-23. A .391 batting average. He has knocked in 7 runs in 6 games. Plus, he has drawn 2 walks. He has been brilliant. Again, the 3-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit left field. Couple of skips to Cabrera, who plays it in. Beck is on with a leadoff single. And that bet that began strike one, strike two.
Just incredible. Again, and what was the key pitch? The 1-2 pitches ago that he laid off of was inside but very close. Didn't swing at it, and then gets a much better pitch to hit on 3-2 and drills it out to left field.
The 8th pitch of the at-bat. Now here's Lawrence Butler batting left. No score in the game in the second. First pitch. High from Smith. Ball one. And it always seems to me that takes that an at-bat like that takes the toll on the pitcher. And now we see, can Lawrence Butler take advantage against Smith? A ball one offering. Just barely outside. It's 2-0.
I think it gives the rest of your lineup confidence to see you go up there, battle, come through with a base hit, and then the next guy says, hey, I can do that as well, and pitcher starts to lose a little confidence.
The pitch to Butler. Swings and pops it foul. Back of home plate. This one's heading back into the stands. Here comes down and skipping off the seats and all the way upward. Lawrence had himself a darn good series opener. Singled, walked, scored 2 of the Lugnuts' 5 runs. So for Lawrence Butler now, 27 runs scored. That leads the Lugnuts. This is game number 48. Plus 7 doubles and 5 home runs. Short lead for Beck at first base, held on by Holta. Nobody out, no score. Smith fires. Foul tipped into, then out of the mitt of the catcher Crouch. 2-2. so key for Hogan Harris in the bottom of the first inning not to allow the Whitecaps to grab the early lead. The Lugnuts have had to play from behind a lot recently. Lugnuts coming to play today, having lost four in a row. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air by Butler, slicing off to the left side and over the screen, off the dugout, and rolling into the front row.
Then again, it took no toll on the Whitecaps on Tuesday. Lugnuts grabbed the lead in the half inning prior, and then five runs came in, and it just felt like that game completely shifted momentum. It almost felt like the Lugnuts were out of it with that huge half inning that they gave up.
Butler waits on Smith. Again, the two-ball, two-strike pitch. Back at first, nobody out. On its way. Line drive left field. Cabrera to his left. Can't get there. Base in the left center gap. Rolling to the warning track. Beck speeds around third base. He's coming for the plate. The relay throw home is late. He scores! Lawrence Butler lands at second. An RBI double has given the Lugnuts a 1-0 lead.
Get your sprints in early, Austin Beck. That was hit perfectly by Butler, right between Cabrera and Malgieri in left and center. Good read by manager Phil Pohl, noticing that Beck was around third quickly, and the Lugnuts strike first for a second straight game.
Double number 8, ribby number 25 for Lawrence Butler. And now, still nobody out, here's Johnny Butler, again a left-handed batter against the righty Smith. Smith looks back at Butler. Spins, throws into second base, but Lawrence reaches back in. Shortstop Cruz had pinched in, but no tag applied.
Oh, it was such a pretty swing by Lawrence, Jesse. He didn't do too much, and not doing too much, he rocketed that ball out the other way to left center field.
I've told you, I really like his swing. Balk called against the pitcher Smith. You rarely ever see this. He double clutched on looking in for the sign. He bent down to look in. He started to bring himself back up, and then he bent right back down, and the bases umpire Stutt said, you can't do that. Lawrence Butler sent over to third base.
Yeah, that's a youngster just making a mistake right there. As if Butler doesn't have enough speed at second, you give him the free base, and the Lugnuts in business with the first two on, two hits. Boy, Lansing is just due, Jesse, for an offensive breakout game. They've kind of been held in check, facing some good staffs over the last week, and I feel like their confidence may not be as high as what it is when you face a Cedar Rapids and a Beloit, and at the time, a Great Lakes team that had started to figure things out on the mounds. They need that get-right game offensively to get their confidence back.
I feel like when these Lugnuts look around their clubhouse, they don't understand how a game can come and pass them by without this offense breaking out. Johnny Butler with the infield drawn in. The pitch, Butler fouls it back to the screen. There was a brief mound conference led by the Whitecaps pitching coach Dean Stiles. By the way, second balk of the year for Dylan Smith. Lawrence Butler at third and nobody out. One run in for a 1-0 Lugnuts lead in the second. The set by Dylan Smith, the pitch. Butler rips a base hit to right field. In comes Lawrence Butler to score. Boyarski tried to cut it off to his left as Johnny Butler dashes for second, pulling in there with an RBI double. Back-to-back run-scoring two-baggers by the Butlers. 2-0 Lugnuts.
Well, this is a little bit of what Lansing did to Dylan Smith the last time they saw him. In four innings, they gathered six hits. Five runs were scored, all of which were earned. They also hit a home run. And they've seen him now for a third time, and they're taking advantage of it in this second inning.
Smith now against Aribiel Angeles. Is Angeles' first pitch swinging? He is, but he fouls it straight back. He just missed a fastball.
I would bet you he's probably second pitch swinging, too, if it's in the zone.
I'm not going to take that bet.
I'd like to see that confident Aribiel Angeles swinging early. Know that he's feeling good up there.
Nobody out. Here's the toss. Line drive center field. That gets down for a base hit. Johnny Butler played it cautiously. He only gets to third base, and he hangs tight there as the throw comes in from Malgieri. A single by Angeles, and that is now four consecutive base hits by the Lugnuts in this second. Beck the leadoff single. Lawrence Butler and Johnny Butler the back-to-back RBI doubles. Now Angeles the single. Runners are at the corners.
And remember, it was Tuesday night. Jared McDonald ran into the final out in the second, coming around third. Phil Pohl, I think, made a really smart decision right there. No outs. Everybody's hitting. Be safe there and hold Butler at third.
And bring up Matt Cross, the pitch. Smith finds the outside corner. Strike one called. I'm really glad that I didn't take that bet, by the way. He was swinging on the second pitch.
He likes those first two pitches. And again, that's how you know he seems to be swinging it well.
2-0 Nuts. Nobody out. The pitch. Cross swings and misses. Strike two. On the list, the runner at first base. 4 steals, 5 times caught. Johnny Butler is good speed at third base. He's 2 for 2. And we've seen the Lugnuts execute the double steal in this spot before. Runner from first heads down. Runner from third takes the plate. A swing and a foul back to the screen by Cross. Count is 0-2. Matt Cross batting 8th in the order, starting catcher today. 7-for-59 in 21 games with a couple of doubles and a couple of home runs. The set by Smith at the belt. Spins those to first base. Anales back in standing. Adam referring to that game the Lugnuts played against the Whitecaps against Smith on May the 4th. Well, I'll take you through it. But first, an 0-2. Cross bounces it foul left side. Smith had blanked the Lugnuts in the first 3 innings in that game, but then in the bottom of the 4th inning, Tyler Soderstrom, a sack fly, Jack Winkler, an RBI single. Lugnuts were on the board, up 2-0. And then in the bottom of the 5th inning, Brian Buelbas, a 3-run homer off of Smith. And the Lugnuts were on their way. Cross takes, strike 3 called. Not cut by catcher Kraus, rolls right, but the runners stay put. Second strikeout for Smith. First out of the top of the 2nd. Number 9 hitter time, Alex Campos. And Adams, Lugnuts spotlight hitter of this game.
I really like the way he came out and started with the Nuts last week. And this is a key position in the lineup. Flip the card over for Drew Swift in the top part of the order, which has been good. And a key situation certainly in this moment.
Anales at first, Johnny Butler at third. The pitch, Campos swings and grounds it foul up the right side. Came in on his hands. And so to somehow muscle that ball up the right side took some doing. No balls, 1 strike.
Boy, Craig Conklin, he looks like he's maybe going to be Santa Claus with all the gifts he's going to be bringing to the guys at the end of this inning.
I was thinking a porter at a hotel. There's the 0-1. Breaking ball down, well smothered by Crouch. 1-1. So each batter, as they get down to first base, they hand their gear, their armor, their elbow guard, their shin guard, everything else, batting gloves if they need to. They hand it all to Craig, and he's holding them all. 1-1 pitch from Smith to Campos. Low, 2-0. Lugnuts have scored 2 and are up 2-0 here in the top of the 2nd.
I guess Santa Claus doesn't really work because the gifts that he's holding aren't wrapped.
Got to get the elves on that.
That's right. He shouldn't have to carry.
Yeah. Santa doesn't wrap all the gifts, right? 2-1. Campos fouls it off to the right side. Somebody else wraps the gifts for him.
Well, there you go. They're not wrapped, so he's got to go deliver them still, it looks like. But, yeah, it kind of looks like the bellman.
Here's another comparison for you. Have you ever tried to go grocery shopping and thought, I don't need a cart. I'm not buying that much. Pick off, though, the first. Anjales back in standing, no tag.
Yeah, that's...
You just walk around, you're like, I'll just grab this. Maybe I want this, too.
Or how about when you get back from the grocery store and you have to make it in one trip?
2-2 pitch from Smith to Campos. A check swing roller back to the mound, grabbed by Smith. Throws for second and throw it away. In between the middle infielders in the left center. Johnny Butler's already scored. Anales scoots all the way to third. It's 3-0 Lugnuts on the Smith error. Campos now on at first base.
Yeah, his second mistake of the half inning. He had the balk, and that one, Jesse, I think he just needs to go to first base. There was nobody at the bag in time. I'm not sure why nobody had gotten over there, but at that point, Dylan's either got to throw to the player or he's got to throw to first. He kind of threw it to the bag, nobody there, and that turns into a 3rd run, and the Lugnuts still with only 1 out in this half inning.
And that does it for Dylan Smith. Final pitch thrown, the Campos bouncer. Final baseball thrown, lands in left center. And on the error, he takes the long walk off the field to the first base side dugout. West Michigan has gone to its bullpen early tonight. A couple of days ago, it was the Whitecaps using a 5-run bottom of the second inning. And right now we're looking at the Lugnuts with 3 runs in, only 1 out recorded. And the top of the order is coming up for the Nuts. We'll check in with the new reliever out there on the hill for West Michigan. Drew Swift awaiting as the warm-up pitches are currently being tossed in by the right-hander Bryce Tassan. It has taken us a couple of years to understand how to pronounce Tassan's last name, T-A-S-S-I-N, out of Roseland, Louisiana.
And Mr. Tassan is got an ERA of 5 so far this year through 13 appearances. He's given up 14 earned runs, only 2 home runs, 10 walks, 21 strikeouts. Opponents batting .268 against the right-hander. That comes out of the pen early. And remember, Jesse, what we talked about, Lansing needing to put up a big offensive game. We'll see what the rest of this game holds, but this is certainly a good start to kind of get this offense gelling again, because we know the strength of this team is this offense and how dynamic they can be, and we just have not seen it at a consistent level here over the last couple of weeks. So if we can get that game to get things rolling again, you never know what will precede it.
Tassan completes his warm-up tosses. And here comes Drew Swift. You need that get-right game, that game that has everybody feeling good. I compare it, Adam, to throwing a party for yourself. We shall see as things continue.
You ever throw a party for yourself?
I have, yeah.
Oh, wow.
How about you?
No, I don't think so.
No? You got to get on that. Drew Swift, first pitch down in the dirt, blocked by Crouch. The runner from first base, Campos, hesitated. Now he breaks for second. He arrives in head first ahead of the throw. A wild pitch for Tassan that Alex Campos thought about again, and then off he went. Crouches throw down late. And now there are Lugnuts at second and third. Still only 1 out. 1 ball, no strikes on Swift. Drew Swift struck out looking in the first inning, leading off the ball game against Dylan Smith. Campos at second, Angeles at third base. Tassan brings it. Low and in. 2 balls and no strikes. Dylan Smith, 1 1/3 innings. 2 strikeouts, 4 hits. The pitch, fouled up. Down the right side. Ulrich Boyarski gives it a look, but barely crosses the foul line. That ball goes hopping up on the rolling green hill. 2 balls, 1 strike on Swift. This frame began. Austin Beck the single, the back-to-back doubles. RBI doubles by the Butlers, the single by Angeles. Strikeout, then the error. Swift swings, grounds it, past pitcher Tassan. Back of second base, grabbed by Perez. Throws to first base, where Holton reaches down and to his right to grab it. Swift is out, but Angeles scores, and Campos over to third base. That wild pitch looks big right now, taking away the force at second base. 4-0 Lugnuts, 2 outs, and Swift the RBI on the ground out.
Not anything special, but it gets another run in, and now an opportunity to score one more. That's a productive at-bat. Puts a 4 spot up here for the Nuts in the second.
It's Gabriel Maciel, switch hitter, bats left against the righty Tassan. First offering, line drive fouled on the left side into the screen. The sort of rally that has gotten everybody involved, and not just at the plate. I think about the base running too by Campos. Or the productive out by Drew Swift, just putting his bat on the ball to bring his teammate in. 0-1, swinging a foul tip into, then out of Crouch's mitt, strike 2. Adam, for that matter, Alex Campos just reaching out and with the check swing roller put the ball into play, and West Michigan has made the mistake. The Lugnuts have capitalized. 4-0, Lugnuts top of the second, 2 outs. At third base, Campos. Here's the 0-2 for Gabriel Maciel. Grounded out to short his first time. Takes it down, bounces away from Crouch. Campos for the plate to score standing. Another wild pitch by Tassan. 5-0 Lugnuts in the second.
Well, this is the half inning that West Michigan had on Tuesday. A 5-run second, and Lansing is paying them back for it in this second on Thursday.
One ball and two strikes on Gabriel Maciel. Here's the toss. Breaking ball down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Well, that right there, that's the Tassan strikeout pitch. And he's tried to get Maciel to offer at it twice. Twice Maciel not tempted. He's earned this 2-2. He chops towards second. Perez rushes in to receive. Throws over to first in time. Side retired. 8 Lugnuts batted. Half of them scored. 4 hits, 1 error. Nobody left. I should say 5 of those 8 scored, because it's a 5-0 Lugnuts lead following a 5-run top of the second. 1.5 complete. 5-0 Nuts at West Michigan.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Let's go to the bottom of the second inning with the Lugnuts leading 5-0 over West Michigan. And Hogan Harris has started off the home second with a couple of quick strikes to Ulrich Boyarski. 0-2. Strike 3 called. A fastball on the inside corner, and down he goes. Well, things have taken a turn. And a turn for the better as far as the guys in the black and the Rhodes Silver are concerned. Lugnuts up 5-0. Lefty Harris now against the switch hitting Trey Cruz batting eighth. Ben Malgeri on deck. Cruz bats right. Harris to the plate. A curveball drops a little low. Ball one. In the bottom of the first inning for Hogan Harris. Set down the first two, then the next three batters all reached. 1-0. Cruz hits it high in the air down the left side. Medium depth down the line. Austin Beck right down the line. He makes the catch. Fair ground, out number two. In that first inning, a single, a hit batter, a walk. The bases were loaded with Whitecaps. But then Josh Crouch flied out to center field and Harris was out of the jam. And then on the other side, after Dylan Smith of the Whitecaps orchestrated a 9-pitch, 6-strike, perfect first inning, the Lugnuts knocked him out in the top of the second with a 5-run rally. Ben Malgeri is the batter, taking down and in, ball one. Malgeri, the number 9 hitter in the order, hitting 259 in 45 games. With pace of play, let me tell you, Harris to the plate, Malgeri swings and misses. The home plate umpire, Glenn Meyerhofer, went to take the first pitch out of play, but everybody else ignored him. A 1-1, curveball high and outside. So Hogan Harris got on the rubber, he got his sign, he came set. The batter, Malteri, stepped in. He was ready. The catcher Cross was ready, too. There was no umpire, though. Here's the 2-1. A bouncer down to first base. Weird English. It veers foul to the right of the bag before Soderstrom can grab it. And it's 2-2. There was a classic play in baseball history where the home plate umpire would have to announce all pinch hitters. And so the home plate umpire at the time was the Hall of Famer Bill Clem. He turned to the stands to announce the new hitter. While he was turned, the batter stepped in, the pitcher threw, the batter swung, and the umpire quickly swung around and said, "No, I wasn't watching." A 2-2 pitch is a little low. 3 balls and 2 strikes. With no offense to Glenn Meyerhofer, I wouldn't mind if Harris and Ben Malgeri just played ball. Malgeri swings, foul tips this one at home plate off to the screen, stays 3-2. We just had that situation in the major leagues. The White Sox and the Angels going to a rain delay, and Mike Trout, the batter, and I forget the pitcher on the mound for the White Sox, but they wanted to keep playing baseball through the rain. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He pulled the string, and Harris strikes out Malgeri. 2 strikeouts for Harris in a perfect second inning. So that keeps things strong as far as the Lugnuts are concerned. Onward to the third. 5-0 Nuts. Adam Jaxa has the call when we return.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
It is a 5-0 lead as we come back for the top of the third. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday evening in West Michigan. Tyler Soderstrom's up, and the first pitch is on the outside corner, strike one. Tyler Soderstrom's got to feel a little left out. He's the only one that didn't come up in the second inning for the Nuts. The pitch, that's down low. 1 ball, 1 strike. 8 batters came to the plate, as Jesse told you. 5 runs scored on 4 hits with an error, a balk, and a couple wild pitches. The pitch, that's right back up the middle, but into the glove of Cruz, who was positioned perfectly behind second. A strike to first. Holton squeezes one away.
That was a worm burner. That was a sizzling ground ball.
The early bird, Trey Cruz, gets the worm, and there's one away in this third inning. 5-0 Lansing as the first 4 reached with base hits. And they started with this man, Austin Beck, who scorched a 3-2 pitch out to left field. Bryce Tassan throws, and the pitch zips in there, strike one. A single from Beck, a double from Butler that brought in Beck from first, and a double from Butler that brought in the other Butler. And then Angeles singled as well. This pitch down low, 1 ball, 1 strike on Austin Beck. Swinging it well, is average now up to 256. 34 hits on the year. The pitch home. In on the hands, fouled third base side. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Beck. Big crowd on hand tonight for this Thirsty Thursday in West Michigan. A perfect 72 degrees and sunny. as they fill up the lower bowl and the berm down the right field side. They've got the seating out beyond left field as well. The stadium club is in right center field, and Pioneer State Mutual Insurance deck is in right field. Fans all over the place tonight. And they've watched the Lugnuts jump out in front 5-0 thanks to the five-run second. We play on in the third. The pitch home. Popped up in the infield, right of the mound, and it's the pitcher, Tassan, that makes the catch. You don't normally see a pitcher field the pop-ups, but because it wasn't hit too high up in the air, wasn't a ton of opportunity for Jake Holton or Wenzel Perez, the first and second baseman tonight, to get over to the baseball.
We saw an error committed by the Whitecaps 2 days ago when their pitcher failed to clear the area quickly enough. He just stayed out there and caused a nuisance. That was a smart play by Tassan.
First pitch to Lawrence Butler is in, strike one. Lugnuts in those road blacks tonight with the gray pants. Silver writing across their chest. Luggy the Lugnut on that left sleeve and the black helmets. The pitch. That's wafted out to second and holds up to Perez. Running to his left makes the catch. And a much quieter third inning than the second. 1-2-3. Soderstrom, Beck, and Butler go down to the bottom of the third. Nuts 5, Whitecaps none.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Five to nothing, the Nuts lead as we bring you to the bottom of the third. Hogan Harris comes back out for the top of the order. First pitch. And that misses low, ball one. Hogan has thrown as much as 2 1/3 innings this year. He's got a chance, perhaps, to go longer, but there is a man warming in the pen. Second pitch, Cabrera smokes it foul first base side. 1-1. Daniel Cabrera, the man that leads off after he led off in style a couple of nights ago. 4 hits and reached 5 times. The pitch in there. Strike two.
See, how can you remove Hogan Harris when he found his groove?
We'll see if he gets to face Corey Joyce or if he gets yanked. The pitch, swing and a miss. That is beautiful. There was a tip of the ball, a foul ball, but held onto by Cross. And that's the second or third strikeout, rather, for Hogan Harris.
This is awesome pitching. And it began in the second inning. It's carried over here. Daniel Cabrera is a double-A caliber hitter. And Hogan Harris just made him look silly.
And Hogan Harris will stay in. First pitch, that's popped up by Corey Joyce to shallow right. Angeles is out. Butler gliding in behind him. It's Angeles with 2 hands above his head to make the catch. And there are 2 outs. And Harris will have an opportunity to get through 3. Look at Hogan go tonight. The third rounder in 2018, 85th overall pick out of Louisiana Lafayette. 6'2", 210-pounder, throws, and the fastball hits on the outside corner to Jose King, who bats for the first time in this game. He replaced Colt Keith, who left with an injury in that first inning. 5-0 Nuts in the third. The pitch. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards second. Angeles charges, stops, gathers, throws to first, and that is going to do it for the third. Hogan Harris rolling along, a 7-pitch third inning, 6 in the zone, and 1-2-3 through the top three, Cabrera, Joyce, and King in this Whitecaps order. Off to the fourth inning we go, 5-0, Lansing.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Top of the fourth inning from LMCU Ballpark. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you, where the Nuts lead the Whitecaps, 5-0. Bryce Tassan comes in as he replaced Dylan Smith in the second. Johnny Butler leads off, and the first pitch, that's in on the outside corner for strike one. Butler with a double and a run scored in that second inning, also an RBI in the stretch of four straight that had hits for the Nuts. In that eight batter second, the pitch, a little bit low, one ball, one strike. Lansing trying to snap a four-game losing streak and get back in the win column against West Michigan and even up this series, heading into four games this weekend. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, but it is called strike two on Butler, so it's 1-2. The doubleheader will happen tomorrow night instead of tonight. With it being a big crowd and a thirsty Thursday, they didn't want to change up the gate times tonight. So they go with two tomorrow and then Saturday and Sunday. Time called as home plate umpire Glenn Meyerhofer came sprinting out of there. And it is going to be a ball. Pitch infraction there on Tassan, so it's 2-2. Jesse, you're laughing over there.
Yes, because you said, because today is a thirsty Thursday and also a big crowd, and I thought to myself, one of those more than the other. They did not want to have a thirsty Thursday for 14 innings. They said 9 innings of a thirsty Thursday is enough for everybody here to drink.
Yeah, that's true. But also, I'm going to keep the time set at 6:35, right? Make it easy for everybody.
Yeah.
2-2. That's a little bit wide, 3-2. Well, West Michigan's a beer city, Grand Rapids, so these folks know how to handle themselves, right? They're enjoying themselves tonight. The Lugnuts, more so, up 5-0. The pitch, bounced the other way towards short. Cruz coming over, throws on the run, and gets Butler for the first out of the fourth. They've been shading Cruz up the middle for most of the night. And so that ball hit to his normal shortstop position. He's got to come over right and then throw back across his body. And now it'll be Eurybio Angeles with one out in the fourth.
It was hit weakly, too. Johnny Butler, a left-handed batter with great speed. That's tough to have that throw beat him to the bag.
As a foul ball, as Angeles attacks the first pitch, the ball sat in the field of play just in front of home plate, but I say that ball went off of Angeles. Glenn Meyerhofer all over it. 5-0 Nuts in the top of the fourth. Angeles 1-for-1 tonight with a single. The pitch whacks at it and towards the hands of the bat as it jams up and goes down the first base side. No balls, two strikes. Sun is out and the wind is calmly blowing that American flag from left to right in center field. Calm night in West Michigan. 0-2. Reached on and pulled over towards third. Short hop, backhand by King. Throws to first and snaps the mitt of Holton in time. That's a heck of a play by Jose King on an awkward hop, plus the backhand on a ball that was just tucked inside of third base.
By a player who didn't start the game, who's only in there because Colt Keith was injured in the first inning.
So now it's Matt Cross that digs in. 5-0 Lansing, top four. Base is clear, two outs. Tassan has settled in nicely since coming in. Check swing, didn't go around, according to Kyle Stutz up the first base side. Tassan has come in and set down seven straight nuts. The pitch, that's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Only mistake he made was throwing a wild pitch that allowed another run to come in. And Alexander Campos to give the Lugnuts an even five. The pitch in there. Two balls and a strike. This was after Dylan Smith exited through an inning and a third of work. The pitch. That's outside. Three balls and a strike. Cross K'd in that second inning. One of two strikeouts for Smith tonight. And the first out in that eight batter second inning that produced five runs on four hits. This one is sent back up the middle. A bouncing ball comes down to Perez behind the bag at second, throws to first. And the Nets go down 1-2-3 in the fourth. Eight straight retired by Bryce Tassan since coming in. We head to the home half of the fourth. Lansing 5, West Michigan none.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lansing off to a good start tonight, up 5-0 as we bring you to the bottom of the fourth inning in West Michigan. A great night for Hogan Harris as he gets off to a good start and is removed after three innings. He gives up just one hit, no runs, with one walk and three strikeouts, his longest outing of the year. And he will give way to Angelo Infante. Guy we normally see later in games coming in to relieve in the fourth. The first pitch, And Infante shoots it down low to Jake Holton for ball one. Angelo Infante, the 6'1", 180-pound righty, sets and throws. Ripped out to left field, hanging up though, and leaning over, Austin Beck makes the catch to his right. And a line out to begin Angelo Infante's outing tonight. Infante, the 23-year-old from Venezuela, signed as an international free agent in 2015. Saw time in Stockton last year. I'll give you his numbers in just a moment as Wenzel Perez digs in with one out and nobody on. The pitch. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards short. In front comes Swift. Fields throws to first in time. Three pitches, two outs. No trouble there for Swift. Infante ERA just up over 8.5 through 14 games. He's been the closer this year. That's tied for the most with five saves with Trayson Kubo in six attempts for Infante. 13 earned runs. No home runs given up by Infante. Here's Josh Crouch, the pitch. Down low, ball one. Eight walks, 15 strikeouts. Opponents batting just about 310 against the righty. Angelo Infante. Crouch calls time. 5-0 Nuts. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Infante puts that ball in his pocket almost, it looks like. Then comes set at the chest. Throws. Bouncing ball towards third. And it's foul. One ball, one strike. So normally we see Infante later in games, but he comes in earlier tonight to relieve Hogan Harris, who, outside of a lengthy first inning after a delay with two outs, really didn't have any issues. The 1-1. That's inside to Crouch. Two balls and a strike. I had to wait for Jesse to get back because I didn't want to ask the trivia question Hi. Without him being here.
I'm back.
Didn't want to sneak anything by you.
You could do that with the greatest of ease.
You can't ask trivia without the partnership here. This is a tandem here with the trivia we do every night in the bottom of the fourth. We'll see if we can sneak it in. The 2-1 pitch coming. That's looped out to center and bounces in for a base hit.
I think you'll be able to sneak it in.
Crouch obliges. Yes, indeed. And there's the first base hit given up by Infante. All right, so we talk about Martin Gallegos and how he sends out a nice little A's newsletter every week. He did ask a trivia question. I'm going to stay away from that one, but off of something else he was talking about, I want to go back to an A as we get a throw over to first that opened his Major League career with seven straight doubles. How about that? Seven straight doubles for an Oakland Athletic to open his Major League career. First pitch popped back, and that's over us here at the press box level. Strike one on Ulrich Boyarski, and it actually happened just a couple of days ago on June 7th back in the day. So we want to know, who is that A that began his Major League career with seven straight doubles for hits? The pitch. That's on the inner half of the plate. No balls and two strikes. Now, at this point in the season, it is game 53. You should know how to respond in, but I'll tell you anyways, you can hit us on Twitter at Adam Jaxa or at Jay Goldstress or the coveted email. The pitch. Check swing. Boyarski doesn't go around. 1-2. That's Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com, and that thing is on fire every night.
Wait, who's coveting my email?
Everybody that sends you notes throughout the game.
Everybody's saying, you guys aren't on the air earlier today, and then Adam fixed it.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Boyarski chases, and a nice job by Angelo Infante coming in to get a 1-2-3 inning outside of the Crouch single, and we will head to the fifth as the Lugnuts lead the Whitecaps 5-0. Jesse Goldberg-Stressler with the play-by-play after this.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So let's go to the top of the fifth inning now. Lugnuts 5, Whitecaps nothing on the shoulders of a 5-run top of the second inning for Lansing that knocked out the West Michigan starter, Dylan Smith. Lugnuts starter, Hogan Harris is done too. Harris was not expected to go long. He went 3. So both teams into their bullpens. Right-hander Bras Tassan returns for the top half of the fifth inning. I stand corrected. It's the right-hander Jack Anderson who takes over for Tassan here in the fifth. After Tassan went to the mound and set down 8 consecutive batters. So Anderson is in. Breaking ball called a strike on the outside corner to Alex Campos. And the count is very quickly 0-2. It's Campos, Swift, and Maciel. 9-1-2 in the order here for the fifth inning. A pitch. Campos takes outside. Ball 1. Adam, are you looking up Jack Anderson?
I sure am.
I'm curious to learn more about the right-hander. But first, here comes his 1-2 pitch to Campos. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider away. All right, who is this guy?
You ever heard of the Florida State Seminoles?
I have.
Well, you're looking at one right out here. 16th round selection out of Florida State in the ACC in 2021. Jack Anderson made his debut with the Whitecaps in May this year as he started the year in low A Lakeland. So in just 3 outings so far, his ERA up around 5.5, 2 earned runs, 1 homer, 1 walk, and now 4 strikeouts.
Winds and throws to Drew Swift. Ball 1 outside. Swift is struck out and grounded out to second base, but that ground out to second base did bring in one of the 5 runs in the Lugnuts second. The pitch up high to Swift, fastball for ball 2. This is Florida State against Arizona State. The native of Tampa working from the first base side, Anderson. Kicks, fires, way outside. 3 balls and no strikes on Swift, and you know the Lugnuts would love to get him on. 3-0 is on its way. High for ball 4, and Swift is aboard. Drew Swift this year, 7 steals, only once caught. 14 runs scored in 26 games, but 8 runs scored in his last 5 games. Now we see, does he want to try to take off and take second base? Could there be a hit and run on with Gabriel Maciel? There are options for the Lugnuts here. 1-1 out, leading 5-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Switch hitting Maciel, bats left, first pitch. Comes in and nails him. Oh, man. No chance to dodge that fastball from Anderson. Maciel takes off the helmet, takes off the batting gloves. Drew Swift is already walking down to second base where he steps firmly on the bag. Maciel takes his time heading down to first, batting helmet back on.
Man, that was really far inside and low, and just, as you said, no chance to get out of the way there. Glad to see Maciel's all right, and what a good start to this half inning now. You get two speedsters on with the power guys coming up.
Anderson has allowed one home run this year in his first 3 1/3 innings with the Whitecaps. Deals. Tyler Soderstrom takes a called strike one. Soderstrom is grounded to third, and he's grounded to shortstop. If he gets pitched away, he has shown that he is purposefully trying to hit the ball through the open left side. And the third baseman, King, is playing farther to his right now with that force play at third base. The catcher, Crutch, goes to the mound as they've changed up the signals with a runner now at second base, and Anderson is not sure what they are.
Well,
try to get on the same page.
You're talking about the home runs, Jesse. It certainly feels like a home run could be a knockout punch and a nice kind of chef's kiss to this offensive night. And Soderstrom certainly qualifies as a guy that could get that done, even in a pitcher-friendly park like LMCU Ballpark here in West Michigan.
Maciel at first and Swift at second, up 5-0, one out in the fifth. Great speed. The pitch. Soderstrom rips it foul off the right side. I looked at Jack Anderson's college bio, Adam.
Uh-huh.
He majored in editing, writing, and media.
Okay.
Feel like we've got something in common.
Set himself up for the future if baseball doesn't go the way he wants.
6-3 right-hander sets and throws. Soderstrom takes a ball high and away. One ball and two strikes.
Or if baseball does go the way he wants, he can't play forever, so.
I feel like editing, writing, and media are skills that can help you in any field you want.
Yeah, those are great skills to have in life.
Breaking ball is launched, fouled on the right side. What was that you were saying about life?
Well, game a chance to give that type of baseball to Tyler Soderstrom. My goodness. That's a home run if he waits just a second longer. What a swing.
Soderstrom this year, 10 doubles, 1 triple, 10 homers. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Trying that fastball again. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the native of Turlock, California. Facing the native of Tampa, Florida. Anderson just arriving with West Michigan. Fires. Popped foul, out of play off to our left. And that baseball's beyond the rooftop.
That swing we just saw, that was home run distance that went foul.
Yes.
I feel like that's what every home run has to be here in West Michigan for it to get out. A line drive shot that leaves in the blink of an eye.
We saw two on Tuesday. Here it comes. Soderstrom whacks it out to center field. Back goes Malgeri. Back he goes. That ball is off the wall and still in play. Swift speeds around third. He's coming in to score. The shortstop, Cruz, just runs it into the infield. All the while, Maciel stops at third on the Soderstrom ringing double. Not a homer, but a two-bagger to dead center. And it's 6-0 Lugnuts.
It was the same type of swing as that home run swing. Just a low line drive, smashed ball to center field. And it nearly got out of here. But what another good contact swing from Soderstrom, and the Nuts in business in this fifth inning.
Now Austin Beck. Double number 11, RBI number 33 for Soderstrom this year. Righty-righty, infield in. Anderson's pitch. Beck takes, ball one up and inside. Austin Beck is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. First hit, first run of the 5-run. Lugnuts top of the second inning. Anderson comes set. Lets it fly. Beck was fooled. Weak wave and a miss. One ball, one strike on the off speed. King, Cruz, Perez, Holton. The left side, the right side of the infield. Third to short to second to first. All pinching in. A one ball, one strike pitch with one out. Strike two called at the knees on the outside corner. It went right back to that good off speed. Beck hitting cleanup. Maciel at third, Soderstrom at second. Here's the 1-2. Hit in the air, center field. There's Malgieri coming in, makes the catch. At third, Maciel the tag. Here comes the plate and scores as the throw is cut off, sliding across. A sac fly for Austin Beck for RBI number 25. 7-0 Lugnuts. That supplies the second out of the top of the fifth. Soderstrom staying put at second base as Lawrence Butler steps in.
Nothing fancy, but again, it gets the job done. And Austin Beck, a productive at bat. And the runs keep on coming across for the Nuts.
Yeah, that's the key. No strikeout, right? Put it perfectly well out and far enough to center. The pitch to Butler. Lawrence takes a cold strike in the outside corner. You know, sacrifice flies as far as the Lugnuts are concerned. The Nuts have 15. Beck has 1/3 of them. That's the team lead, 5. The pitch, Butler takes, strike called outer edge, 0-2. That speaks volumes to me about Austin Beck with his 5 sack flies this year. And nobody else has more than 2. Time is called at home plate. Now we're ready. Anderson to Butler. Fouled off. High fastball sent up to the sweet level. It is Ted Stuka who is warming up right now in the Whitecaps' pen. Runner at second, Soderstrom. 2 away, 0-2. Strike 3 called on the outside corner, and Butler is down watching. Side retired. Couple of strikeouts for Anderson in the top of the fifth, but the Lugnuts scored 2 runs against him on 1 hit. The Soderstrom double. Tyler's left in scoring position. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway to the house, and the Lugnuts lead is now 7-0 in West Michigan.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Angelo Infante back to the mound for the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lugnuts 7, Whitecaps 0. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Trey Cruz, Ben Malgieri, and Daniel Cabrera coming up. That's 8-9-1 in the Whitecaps attack. Angelo Infante relieved Hogan Harris after Harris tossed 3 scoreless innings. And Infante worked around a 2-out hit, a single by Josh Crouch in a scoreless 4th. The right-hander out of Venezuela deals to Trey Cruz, the shortstop from Rice. Cruz bats left as a switch hitter. Takes strike called on the outside corner. Angelo Osmar Infante out of Maracaibo, Venezuela. He is 23 years of age. The pitch, a slider low. On the count is 1-1. Infante signed as an international free agent by the Oakland Athletics 7 years ago. He was 16. The pitch, up high. Adam, have you ever looked at Infante's early years in the A's system?
I don't think so.
I'm just going to say he distinguished himself. I'll tell you why. 2-1. Breaking ball in. And after strike 1, He's tossed three consecutive balls to Cruz, who flied out to left field his first time. That against the starter, Harris. Lugnuts lead 7-0. Brock Whittlesey is now warming up in the Lugs pen down the left side. 3-1 from Infante. Cruz hits it high and deep. A towering fly ball down the right side. Is it fair? It is foul. Home run distance to be certain, but well foul down the right side, and the count is 3-2.
You know how we talked about how there aren't many majestic, high-flying shots? That
yes.
was one of them. It just happened for the Nuts to be luckily to the right of the foul pole. What a swing.
And if you're Angelo Infante, you say, strike two. Infante has not allowed a home run this year. Out of the stretch, a payoff. Cruz swings and misses. Infante strikes him out. Strike three. Now there's one gone in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Anybody ever tell you baseball's a cruel game?
So cruel. That is, unless you're Angelo Infante.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Infante, as the number nine hitter Ben Malgeri steps in next, Lugnuts leading 7-0. Malgeri, the Whitecaps center fielder, 0-for-1 with a strikeout his first time. This is righty-righty. Infante to the plate. Up and in and hit him. And a one-out base runner for the Whitecaps. Infante in 2016 made his professional debut in the Dominican Summer League. In 34 innings, Infante posted a 2.12 ERA. More to the point, 4 walks and 22 strikeouts, and one of those walks was intentional. Now, the next year, despite those glowing numbers, the Athletics sent him right back to the DSL, and the reason was they wanted to try him as a starting pitcher, and he tossed a complete game. 14 games, 9 starts, 67 and 2/3 innings. Adam, his ERA was 1.06. He was an ace. He fires to Daniel Cabrera, batting left. Slider low, ball one. Now, he did not allow a home run that entire year after only allowing one home run his first year. And let's get into the walk to strikeout numbers. Pickoff, though, one hops into first base. Soderstrom just knocked it down, didn't pick it as Malgeri gets back in. In 67 and 2/3 innings in 2017. Keep in mind, at the time, let's see, Angelo Infante in 2017, he is 18 years old. 5 walks and 54 strikeouts. In a league that generally pitchers don't have the most command. A ball one offering. Shot foul, a line drive hooked down the right side past the Whitecaps pen. 1-1 on Cabrera. So you figure, after games like that, he's going to get his chance to pitch in the United States, and in 2018, here he comes in. He pitches in the Arizona League. He pitches in rookie ball. A 3.12 ERA. 4 relief appearances. 5 starts. 9 walks. 37 strikeouts. 43 1/3 innings. Infante's pitch. Bouncing ball down to first. Grabbed by Soderstrom with a leap. Fires high to second base. Pulls swift off the bag. Tried to get down on it, but not in time. Malgeri is safe at second, and Cabrera is safe at first. The Soderstrom's throw got away from him. 2-1, one out for Corey Joyce. Likely fielder's choice, E3.
Yeah, it was a good play initially by Soderstrom to get up and go get it. And you like the idea to go to second. He just threw it a little high, and a good effort by Swift to jump up, grab it. But I think that Kyle Stutz made a nice call there at second base. It looked like the slide was in from Malgeri just before Swift got back down on the base.
They say fielder's choice, and by they I mean the official score to our left says fielder's choice, no error. What do you think about that call?
Yeah, I would have agreed with you, Jesse. I thought that there was an error there because he's out if that's an accurate throw. It wasn't an accurate throw, and the runner's safe. So peculiar decision, but I suppose one that favors Soderstrom and the Nuts.
Well, Cabrera at first, Malgeri at second. Corey Joyce is the next batter, 0-for-2. Foul out to the catcher and a pop out to second. Don Schulze paid Angelo Infante a visit on the mound. Just trying to keep the Lugnuts on top of this situation. Leading in West Michigan by a 7-0 score. And belatedly, Corey Joyce, come on up here. Where was he? He was not around. They played his music. His music ended. And now Joyce steps in. And the clock operator was very kind with when they started the clock here. Oh, look, he's walking up to home plate. Let's start it now. Infante throws to Joyce. First pitch, up high, ball one. Just to wrap up with Infante, in 2018, I told you he pitched in the Arizona League. Again, no home runs allowed. So in other words, in his first 144 innings in professional baseball, he allowed one home run. And he wasn't walking anybody. 1-0. Joyce hits a fly ball to center field. Maciel's going back. Back into his left, into right center. He's got the catch. At second base, the tag by Malgeri. He dashes to third. The throw-in from Maciel to Angeles. Meanwhile, Cabrera goes back to first base. Joyce's flyout supplies out number two. So then 2019, Infante to Vermont first. And then to the Beloit Snappers, where he was a member of the starting rotation, and in Beloit, a 2.83 ERA. By 2019, you figure that things were rolling right along for him as a starting pitching prospect in the Oakland Athletics organization. And last year, he made starts for the Stockton Ports. He deals low, ball one. Last year, following the 2020 canceled minor league season, 14 and two-thirds innings, one unearned run in the Arizona Complex League. And then with Stockton, he got knocked around. That was the problem. 67 hits in 45 games. 45 innings, I should say. Finds the outside corner with a good backdoor slider. Strike called to Jose King. And that was the first real time in this in the A's minor league system that he had met with adversity. And now this year, coming back from the injury with the Lugnuts. Deals. The 1-1 pitch is hooked foul on a line down the right side. Strike two. This year, Adam, we saw him begin the season and look really good as the Lugnuts closer. Entirely moved out of the starting rotation. And then hit a hiccup in terms of effectiveness. Had not a stint on the injured list, but a stint where he didn't pitch at all. And now he's back from that. Fires the 1-2. Strike three called on the inside corner to King. The inning is over. Well, here for Infante. Pitched around a single in the fourth. And he pitches around a hit by pitch and a fielder's choice in the fifth. And leaves Whitecaps at the corners. He strikes out three. Two of them to bookend the fifth inning. And that sends us to the sixth inning. Infante continuing what Hogan Harris started. The Lugnuts are leading 7-0 over the Whitecaps in West Michigan.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Lugnuts bring a 7-0 lead off to the sixth inning at West Michigan's LMCU ballpark and against a new Whitecaps pitcher, Ted Stuka, who deals a swing and a miss by Johnny Butler. Strike one. Opens up the top of the sixth. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Butler Angeles cross 6-7-8 in the Lugnuts lineup. Wearing the road blacks and gray. Butler waits, Duca throws. Ground ball right of the mound, skimming into right center, a base hit. Boyarski on hand from right to scoop it up and get it in. A leadoff single for Johnny Butler. That allows us to get acquainted with the new Whitecaps pitcher, Ted Stuka.
Yeah, he's a 14th rounder in 2019 by the Tigers out of San Diego and started the year in low A Lakeland. This will be his seventh appearance tonight through seven innings so far. He's given up three runs. ERA just under four. Six walks, six strikeouts.
Dios de Ribia Angeles, low and in, ball one. They just put his graphic up for MILB.TV. And they treated him very formally. Theodore Stuka, they introduced him to all of the fans watching via their screens. The pitch, Angeles swings and misses. 1-1, good fastball from Stuka.
Theodore Thomas Stuka.
T.T. Stuka, UC San Diego. Short lead at first base for Butler. The pitch, Angeles bounces it foul, straight backward. Ball and two strikes, and the Lugnut second baseman, who is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Five runs in the second inning against the West Michigan starter Dylan Smith, knocked him out. Bryce Tassan then came in, fired 2 2/3, perfect. But Jack Anderson allowed two runs in the fifth, 7-0. 1-2 on its way. Inside, ball two. Adam, did you see the reports that the Toronto Blue Jays are calling up Gabriel Moreno?
I did see the reports, and man, it's about time with how well he's been playing down in AAA.
Stuka to the plate. Adelaide grounds it left side. Grabbed by third baseman King, fires to second. They get one, and then the ball is lost on the transfer by second baseman Perez. Fielder's choice, Angeles on. Butler erased, one out now in the top of the sixth. Matt Cross is coming up now. So Gabriel Moreno, Adam and I met for the first time in May of 2019. Pretty good first impression.
So good.
Homered his very first at bat. Out onto home run hill and left in Lansing. The pitch, Matt Cross hits a bouncing ball down to third. King grabs, fires to second. One, Perez over to first. In time, double play. On the side, retired in the top half of the sixth inning. So the Blue Jays have called up Gabby Moreno.
Pretty special.
No game for the Blue Jays today. We'll see if Moreno makes his major league debut tomorrow. If he does, he'll be the 168th former Lugnut all-time to reach the show. As we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning, our score, the Lugnuts 7, and the Whitecaps nothing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And Jake Holden's first plate appearance today faced the Lugnuts starter, Hogan Harris. And his second one, he took on the reliever Angelo Infante, the first Whitecaps batter to face Infante. And now leading off the bottom of the sixth inning, he becomes the first Whitecap to face a new pitcher in Brock Whittlesey. Whittlesey offers. Fastball called a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here alongside Adam Jaxa. Whittlesey and the Lugnuts are leading at West Michigan 7-0. Righty throws to righty. Pitch is just off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. So Angelo Infante, two scoreless innings, three strikeouts, one hit by pitch. No runs, no walks. The deal. Fouled up and away off the right side. I spot Blake Beers, the Lansing Lugnut starter on Saturday, racing through the concourse to finally have a seat right next to Joey Estes, starting right behind home plate. And the pitch from Whittlesey, up high. It's a good crowd here. So let's say you go to the bathroom or you go to the concessions. Chances are you might make it back to your seat a little bit later than you want.
Wait, where did you see Blake Beers?
He was racing along the concourse. And he did get back in time as they charge. Swing and a miss by Holton. High fastball from Whittlesey strikes him out. Brock Whittlesey comes in, records the immediate K. And now faces Wenzel the Pencil Perez.
It is pretty funny to watch the pitchers that do charts as they switch off to based on when they're throwing, just to sit in with the fans and watch the game.
Right. You get to see everybody's styles, too. Perez takes the ball inside as they are in their street clothes.
Oh, you mean they don't wear their Lugnuts uniforms?
They do not. Perez bats left, 1-0. Whittlesey just missed. Two balls and no strikes. Tried to fit that slider in, missed down low. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the sixth inning, it's a 7-0 Lugnuts lead. What a ball game. The pitch, fastball across the outside corner, and a strike called. Now tomorrow we've got ourselves a doubleheader. Going to be a lot of fun. A 2-1 pitch inside. Tomorrow we expect to see Ty Madden and Cader Montero getting the ball. For the West Michigan Whitecaps, Lugnuts will counter with Jeff Criswell and Mac Lardner, 3-1. Up high for ball four, and Perez draws the walk from Whittlesey. Doubleheader tomorrow starts at 5:35 p.m. For the Lugnuts and Whitecaps, this will be their third doubleheader already this year. The Lugnuts and Whitecaps split one in April here in West Michigan, and the Lugnuts swept a doubleheader back in Lansing. And that is the Lugnuts' only swept doubleheader of the year. It happened in the only series that the Lugnuts have triumphed in this year, taking 4 out of 6 from the Whitecaps the very first week of May. Got a good feeling, though, about this series, right? Whittlesey to Josh Crouch, right-hander against right-hander. The pitch, down low, ball one. Adam and I were talking earlier just about what needed to change. And Adam, you focused on the hitting. You said that they need to get more offense and more team offense. 5 runs in the second inning certainly helps that. Up 7-0 in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air to right center field. Lawrence Butler's on the run back into his right. Goes on a slide, can't make the catch. The ball bounces, it hops out of play. And because of that, Wenzel Perez is stopped and sent back to third base. On the automatic double, Crouch is given second. Otherwise, West Michigan scores its first run of the game, but the ball hopping on the warning track and going up over the wall, Perez could not come all the way around to score.
Yeah, it's fortunate for the Nuts because, as you mentioned, Perez is easily scoring, but that ball was hit so hard it bounced right up over the high wall off the warning track. Good effort by Butler, but it was hit in the perfect spot right out there in the gap in right center.
And now Ulrich Boyarski. Boyarski is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, one looking and one swinging. The pitch to him. Swing and a miss, strike one. Late and off on the off-speed away. Bring up doubleheaders when it comes to the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps because these two teams have played a lot of doubleheaders against one another over the years as well, you might imagine. Pitch on its way. Down and in. One ball, one strike on Boyarski. Born in South Africa, grew up in Australia. Today in Lugnuts history, June the 9th, 2013, a memorable doubleheader. Whittle sees 1-1. Bjarski a check swing, missed low. Two balls, one strike. In game one of the doubleheader here in West Michigan, Ben White, a five-hit shutout. Lugnuts won 3-0. And you'd figure pitcher goes out there, throws a five-hit shutout, that would be the story, right? White was topped in game two. Bjarski grounds for shortstop. Drew Swift runs at the runner all the while as Perez scores. Swift to Anales. Anales tags at Josh Crouch on his back, running him toward third base. Bjarski is on the RBI fielder's choice. And now the Whitecaps trail 7-1. Swift thought about throwing it over to first base and decided instead of one run in and two outs and a runner at first base, instead of a runner at second base, let me just change that to a runner at first base. Two gone for Trey Cruz. Here's the pitch. Low and away, ball one. June 9th, 2013, game two of that doubleheader, Kramer Champlin set down the first 20 Whitecaps batters, and then a ground ball to shortstop that went under Emilio Guerrero's glove. Cruz takes ball two outside. Adam, you're the official scorer. Hit or error?
Under the glove.
Under the glove of the shortstop.
And he was perfectly in front of it. No issues.
He was
didn't have to reach.
In front of it.
Well, that's got to be an error.
You would be wrong if you were West Michigan's scorer. Fastball low, 3-0 from Whittlesey to Cruz. The official scorer ruled hit.
Hit really hard or?
No, normal.
Interesting.
And the next batter, Kramer Champlin, struck out Jeff Holman, ended the game. A 3-0 is outside. Whittlesey has walked Cruz on four pitches. Well, you can imagine things were steamed afterward that Kramer Champlin, okay, it's not going to be a perfect game, but he should have a no-hitter. But because it was called a hit and not an error, there's one hit on his ledger. As the pitching coach, Don Schulze, goes out there and visits Brock Whittlesey. And so the Lugnuts were steamed, especially Kramer Champlin. This was the greatest game that he had ever pitched and would ever pitch in all of professional baseball. And in the end, it turns into a seven-inning, one-hit, complete game shutout, 10 strikeouts.
So they never changed it, huh?
They never changed it. What I remember most about that, though, Adam, was being on the team bus afterward. And you could feel everybody's temper. You could feel the tension. And Justin Jackson, a player on that Lugnuts team, one of the great guys, charismatic people, he approached Kramer on the bus as, I'm telling you, you could feel the heat from Kramer's Champlin a mile away, and at least several aisle seats away. 2-1, 2-out, first pitch, low and away, ball one to Ben Maldieri. Justin Jackson turned his hand into a microphone, and he conducted a mock postgame interview with Champlin, and he said, Kramer, pitching seven innings today but allowing that one hit, did that change the value of your baseball card any? Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball down toward third base, but foul left of the line. And Champlin looked at Justin, and Justin was straight-faced, and Kramer could not stay mad and laughed and laughed. And the whole rest of the team broke up at that, and that relaxed everybody.
Takes a special person to be able to do that, and that shows you the relationship those two guys had.
Conducted a full mock post-game interview of this complete game shutout, breaking it all down. Kramer played right into it. Said he thought that his rookie card might have gone up in value now. Line drive, base hit right field. Ben Maldieri comes through. And to score, Ulrich Bjarski. Trey Cruz speeds all the way to third base on the Maldieri RBI single. And now the Whitecaps trail 7-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Top of the order time, Daniel Cabrera coming up. That probably helped out the value of Maldieri's baseball card right there.
Yeah, probably just a little bit. I think Brock Whittlesey just to get that final out here. Going to be difficult with good hitter coming to the plate and the top of the order up. This is the opportunity here for West Michigan, even with two outs in the half inning.
That is the key. There are two outs. And so if Whittlesey gets Cabrera, he'll strand the two Whitecaps. Cruz at third, Maldieri at first, two runs in. The righty deals. The left-handed batter takes ball one. Down low from Whittlesey with the slider. Cabrera 2 days ago was 4-for-4 with a walk. Today he's 0-for-3. Fly out, strike out, fielder's choice. The pitch. Outside corner. Strike called. So today in Lugnuts history, June 9th, a doubleheader, 2013 against West Michigan. Lugnuts also played a doubleheader 2009, June 9th. And tomorrow, 2022, June 10th, the doubleheader against the Whitecaps. Whittlesey deals. Cabrera takes. Strike called at the knees on the outside corner. Back in 2013, Adam, I'm looking this up now. Do you realize that they played doubleheaders two straight days in 2013? June 8th and June 9th, 2013. 1-2. Cabrera swings and bounces up the first base side, but foul before it reaches Soderstrom. Do you think they'd still do that? Do you think if we got rained out against the Whitecaps, I don't know, Tuesday and yesterday, they would have said, all right, boys, Thursday, Friday doubleheaders, let's go.
Why not? Back to back, baby.
That's right.
Who doesn't love more baseball?
You know, baseball is a very good thing. Would you like some baseball with your baseball? 1-2. Cabrera grounds it foul. Pulled it off the right side, bouncing toward the Caps pen. In the Lugnuts pen, the lefty Kumar Nambiar is warming.
Someone once said, actually earlier tonight, I'm thirsty for some baseball.
That was me on this thirsty Thursday. Whittlesey is 1-2. Outside. He's trying to whet your appetite after no game yesterday. 7 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Nuts. 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for the Whitecaps. At first, Malgeri, great speed. Cruz at third. 2 gone. The pitch. Cabrera lifts it to center. Back goes Maciel with the play into the shadows. He hauls it in just in front of the warning track, and the inning is over. The Whitecaps score their first 2 runs of the game. 2 walks, 2 hits, 2 left. Going to the 7th inning. It is the Lugnuts 7, the Whitecaps 2. Adam Jackson will have the call when we come back.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Top of the seventh, the Lugnuts in front 7-2 against West Michigan. We appreciate you coming in for a Thursday evening on the west side of the state. Lansing trying to add on to their lead. A 5-run second and a 2-run fifth after West Michigan just got on the board in the sixth. Here in the seventh, Alex Campos steps up against Ted Stuka. The pitch, inside, ball one. 9-1 and 2, Alexander Campos, Drew Swift, and Gabriel Maciel, the three that will bat. Stuka, the tall righty on the first base side of the slab, throws. That's in there, strike one. Stuka Where's number 11? 6'7", 225-pounder. Big frame on the hill. The pitch. Swing and a miss from Campos. Sort of bends over, almost in like a stand-up crouch position as he arcs over the baseball. And then throws. That's inside as Campos goes down to a knee. Two balls, two strikes. 95 on the gun from Stuka. The 2-2. Breaking ball doesn't quite come back across the plate, and it's 3-2. Campos 0-2 tonight, but he did reach on a fielder's choice in the second. Brought in a run and scored a run in that 5-run frame. The pitch. That's down low. Ball four. Good eye. Three straight balls to end that at bat. And Campos draws a leadoff walk, and we go back to the top of the order for Swift, Maciel, and Soderstrom with the Nuts up 7-2.
You know, Adam, Alex had such a difficult year offensively last year. And then he's joined the Lugnuts, and he's held his own. He's giving them exactly what they would like from him.
Getting on base frequently since joining. First pitch to Drew Swift. Bouncing ball towards short to the left. Cruz, long run, and it dribbles its way through center field. Campos around second. He's into third. It's a single that just snuck through for Drew Swift, and they're at the corners to start the seventh for the Nuts. Sometimes you don't have to hit it too hard. You just have to hit it to the right spot, and that's the case there for Swift. He's on for a second time tonight. And now it's Gabriel Maciel that steps in. 7-2, Lansing looking to add on to their lead after just giving up their first two runs tonight. Out hitting West Michigan 7-4. Righty on lefty, the pitch. Way outside. Good stop by Josh Crouch. Now we asked you a trivia question back in the fourth, and we're going to answer it here in the top of the seventh. We'll check in, see if we did get any responses tonight. The pitch, that's rolled over to second. Perez to his left, scoops it up, throws to first, and gets the out. Run comes in to score as Campos crosses. 8-2, Lugnuts on the RBI ground out from Maciel. It's a productive out, scores the run. Swift gets the second, and now Tyler Soderstrom comes to the plate. Nearly had a home run in his first at-bat as he doubled off the center field wall. Here's the first pitch. That's a little bit inside, ball one. Hey, speaking of doubles, our question tonight was which Oakland Athletic recorded seven straight doubles in his first seven hits of his major league career? The 1-0. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. What do you got for me, Jesse? Anybody take a swing at this one tonight?
Nope, swing and a miss is what I see.
Well, it was kind of a difficult question.
I like it.
The 2-0 pitch, way inside, and that gets beyond the glove of Crouch, and an easy bag taken by Swift as he's up to third. Three balls, no strikes on Tyler Soderstrom. Well, as we talked about, Martin Gallegos sends out the newsletter every week about the A's, and this happened back on June 7th of 2008, so just a couple of days ago, 13 years ago. The pitch, that's bounced foul. Check that, 14 years ago. It was Carlos Gonzalez that doubled twice against the Angels, making it seven doubles for his first seven career hits. How about that? The 3-1. Hard hit through the hole, right side. Base hit for Soderstrom. Swift jogs in, and the Lugnuts lead 9-2 in the seventh.
It is the epitome of just not trying to do too much. That goes for every single batter here on the top of the seventh inning, Adam. Campos being patient, working the walk. Swift, the seeing eye single up the middle. Then Maciel, the productive out to play one run. And Soderstrom, understanding he doesn't have to swing too hard, just put solid contact on it, get it through the John in infield, does exactly that.
Soderstrom now two RBIs in his last two at-bats. Austin Beck steps in, takes the pitch outside. Austin with a single, run scored, and then the sac fly in his last at-bat. Lansing back up by 7 as they answer the two runs that West Michigan scored in the bottom half of the last frame.
It's really good baseball.
The 1-0. Beck takes it in there, strike one. So Carlos Gonzalez, the answer tonight, 7 straight hits to start his career were doubles. And he was the first one to produce 7 extra base hits for his first 7 hits. The pitch flies away. Since Johnny Mize did it in 1936. And then he was rewarded later that offseason by getting traded. Baseball sometimes cruel. 2-1. That's a little bit off the plate. 3 balls and a strike. Packaged in the Houston Street and Greg Smith deal with Colorado in exchange for Matt Holliday. So that back June 7th, 2008. Carlos Gonzalez, 7 straight doubles to open his Bigs career. 3-1 comes in. Beck leans back out of the way. It's ball 4, and Austin is on for a second time tonight. And they're at first and second now with 1 out in the 7th. While we're talking about Martin Gallegos' newsletter, Jesse, did you see his prospect spotlight? He spotlighted 2 prospects in the A's organization that have been off to a pretty good start here in 2022 as Brian Pena is out with the entire infield to meet up on the mound. I think there are a couple familiar names that you may have heard of.
I know both of those guys, the position player and the pitcher.
Well, the first guy, Brett Harris. What a great start to 2022 in his first full season in professional baseball after being drafted last year out of Gonzaga. He, of course, vaulted up to Midlands, and he has had a heck of a season, overall slashing .331, .427, and .586 with 8 homers, 13 doubles, and 25 driven in over 40 combined games, both with Lansing and now with Midlands. Showing off the pop, and of course, he's got great defensive ability as well. First pitch to Lawrence Butler. Comes inside and low, ball 1. 9-2 nuts in the top of the 7th. Soderstrom is at 2nd. Beck is at 1st. 2 runs are already in. Only 1 is out as Stuka works against Butler. The pitch. Nubbed foul off the end of the bat. 3rd base side. 1 ball, 1 strike. So Brett Harris is one of the prospect spotlight players. The other is a pitcher that you may have heard of. Jeff Criswell, the current Lansing Lugnut. The 1-1 pitch. That's outside, 2-1. Criswell, the number 18 prospect for the A's, and he has had a great 25 innings. His last 25 innings, ERA is under 3 with 37 strikeouts, and that includes his last outing where he went 5 1/3 and struck out 11. To match his former teammate, Blake Beers. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Should say 2-1. Now evens 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Criswell being spotlighted as a top prospect in the A's org. In an article written by MLB Pipeline's Jim Callis, Jonathan Mayo, and Sam Dykstra. As that pitch misses, 3-2. So there you go. The 2 spotlighted players for the A's and within prospects in all the farm systems, and former and current Lugnuts getting the shine. 3-2. Hard hit down the right field side, and that ball is fair as it carries towards the wall. Butler is around first. Soderstrom around third. He's in to score. Right behind him is Beck. He's in to score. Butler loses his helmet and jogs into third with a 2-run triple here in the 7th. It's a 4-run half inning for the Nuts. They're in front 11-2 in West Michigan.
Adam, he hit that next gear so hard between first base and second base. I don't think I've ever seen a guy hitting a triple and being so far out in front of the defense that he overruns third base just to stop his momentum and trots back with ease to the bag. And then he pointed out everybody. They were celebrating Lawrence Butler down in the bullpen.
It's his first triple this season and the Lugnuts' 3rd triple this year. The pitch swing and a miss. I should say 13th. Now make that 12, rather. Either way for Butler. He's got the first triple. He drives in two. And the Nuts have a four-run seventh after they had a five-run second. The pitch home. That's outside. One ball, one strike on Johnny Butler.
This is how this offense is supposed to look.
And this is what we were waiting for. And you just felt like tonight might be a good opportunity for them to kind of break out. And they have. The pitch. Bouncing ball towards third. Tough play coming in. King fields and has no throw to first. It's going to be an infield single. Attach an RBI to it. And the Lugnuts are in front 12-2, an even 10-run lead as Butler comes in to score.
Everyone is doing what they do. The big sluggers are lambasting it. And then the place hitters like a Johnny Butler, that ball is placed. Just reach out, poke yourself a grounder up the third baseline. You don't have to do anything else to bring in your teammate and put yourself aboard.
I believe the Wonders said it best. Just doing that thing you do. The pitch. Bouncing ball. Back towards the backstop. Strike one.
The key phrase that you'll hear a lot in baseball is stay within yourself. Understand your own limitations and play within them. And you can excel. And they are.
Anhele's second pitch. Foul down the third base side. No balls, two strikes. He has successfully swung at the first two pitches in now three of his four at-bats. The only reason he didn't swing at the first two in his at-bat in the sixth, it was a ball. The pitch, hammered out down the left field side, and that's fair down the line. Around second, Butler sprinting towards third. Cabrera trying to find the baseball, and wheeled around third as Butler, he comes in to score as the throw is late, sliding in safe. Anhele's has an RBI double, and the runs keep coming for the Nuts in the seventh. 13-2, Lansing.
It's an 0-2 pitch, and it didn't stop Anhele's from making great contact and barreling a tough breaking ball in. Phil Pohl had that windmill ready to go for Johnny Butler. I think from here on out that the score is to the point where Pohl and the Lugnuts are going to wind things down. But I think, Adam, that we can't say too much how much the team has needed a night like tonight offensively.
They absolutely have. That's going to end the night for Ted Stuka. A five-run second, a two-run fifth, and a six-run seventh for the Nuts. It's the second time they've brought up eight batters to the plate. They will bring up more than eight in the seventh as there's still only one out. This half inning has gone walk, single, RBI ground out, RBI base hit, walk, two-run triple, RBI single, RBI double for the Nuts. That is quite the half inning. And believe it or not, 13 runs, 11 hits, and they've done this all with no home runs. The difference, though, we're seeing some extra base hits, some pop tonight, which is a lot of what we've been missing from this Nuts offense over the last week or so when they played against Cedar Rapids. They have scorched some baseballs in the west side of the state tonight.
Well, the barrels for Soderstrom and for Butler, at Lawrence Butler, because Johnny Butler had a nice little bleeder up the third base side, but then for A. Rebiel Anhele's. The guys who need to get on base have gotten on base, and the big bats whose job it is to drive them in have driven them in. The offense has seen everybody do their jobs.
And that means we get a new man on the mound coming into this one. So the Nuts have faced Dylan Smith. They've faced Bryce Tassan, Jack Anderson, Ted Stuka. And they will face the newest man coming in. Looks like maybe Alvis Alvarado. Let's see if we can get a number here. A little tricky. He's got to turn around before we can get a peek.
It's Carlos Irigoyen, the shortstop.
There we go.
And how many times do you see a position player pitch in the seventh inning?
Thought it was 37. It was 36. Good eye, Jesse. Carlos Irigoyen.
This year, Carlos Irigoyen is hitting 150 in 14 games.
What do you got for me on the pitching side?
I'll do my research.
I think you might get nothing there. Umpires having a quick conversation. Kyle Stutz out there with Trey Cruz at short. And so here we go with Carlos Irigoyen to pitch to Matt Cross. Throws down low inside. Ball one, not bad.
Yeah, this is his first career professional pitching appearance.
80 on the gun with that first pitch to Cross. Anales at second. The throw. That's in there. Strike one. Oh, is it the Dodgers that got caught the other night for throwing a position player too soon? Here's a hard hit ball foul down the third base side. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, the score in the game in the major leagues, there's a rule that there needs to be a certain amount of margin for the lead. And the Dodgers brought in a position player, or tried to bring in a position player when the game was still within 5 runs.
Popped up behind the plate and comes into the seats. One ball, two strikes. I think 6 runs is the minimum.
And Buck Showalter was all over it. Yes, you must be down by at least 6 runs.
Throw. Hammered out to left field by Cross. If it's fair, it's gone. It is foul.
I'm laughing at the bullpen's reactions. They have been a bench mob this entire seventh inning.
Enjoying themselves, watching the Nuts swing away with 6 runs. And now 9 batters coming to the plate. 5 hits in all. 11 total tonight. The pitch. Cross yanks this one out to left. It's fair. Is it going to go? It is going to go. A home run for Matt Cross, his third of the year. And it's 15-2 Lansing in the seventh.
He just straightened it out.
Everything is going to be all right as they play that tune here in West Michigan. 8-run 7th, and it's going quite all right now for the Lansing Lugnuts in front 15-2. Here's Alexander Campos. Began the half inning with a walk, takes a pitch up and outside.
The only out of this frame for the Lugnuts offense was the productive out, the Maciel RBI ground out.
And next pitch. That's up high. 2 balls and no strikes. Well, West Michigan, the Lansing Lugnuts have been here before.
Yes.
We feel your pain. The pitch. That's up high. 3 balls, no strikes. Patrick McCall has pitched a time or two. You've seen some position players over the last couple of years, but not tonight for the Nuts. Throw. That's inside. 4 straight balls to Campos. I don't know if they're going to get a second and third out. We might play all night.
Well, we saw what the Beloit Skycarp did when they wanted an inning come to an end.
There's no rain tonight, so no need for that.
No.
The Skycarp will be making their way to Lansing in a couple of weeks as Lansing will enjoy 12 straight home games coming up. Irigoyen's pitch. That's down low. 1 ball, no strikes. See, the good news with Patrick McCall, with the EFIS, a lot more higher strike rates. Just lob it in there.
Which is weird because that's a difficult pitch to throw well, and he does so.
Irigoyen struggling. Throws. Yanked back, foul. That one in the zone as Swift launches it up into the blue sky.
The whole point of the EFIS is the arc to it. And when you're a guy who stands 6 feet 6 inches, you picture how high that ball is coming, going up in the air and then coming down.
1-1. Just below the knees to Drew Swift, 2-1.
The Whitecaps are saying, Glenn Meyerhoffer, it's 15-2. You're not going to give us off the corner? Meyerhoffer isn't. They were giving it to him from the first base side dugout. I'm not kidding.
The pitch. Swift pops it up. This could be the second out. Behind second. Trey Cruz coming over from short in nearly even with the bag at second, makes the catch. And there finally is the second out in this lengthy eighth seventh inning, rather.
And that's the thing. West Michigan has to find a pitcher to record not just one more out this frame, but six more outs after that.
Seven straight batters reach safely between the first and second out. Does that trend continue between the second and third out? Gabriel Maciel, big swing and a miss. Strike one. Your approach as a hitter, when there's a position player, I imagine there's maybe a swing or two that you go all out for and then adjust to make sure you don't get struck out. The 0-1. Swing, and that's flied back just above us and then drops in front of us. No balls, two strikes.
Your approach is you're not up there to work the counts.
You're up there to hit. And Maciel's first swing and a miss looked like he was up there to hit big. 0-2. On the ground towards second. Two hopped and then rolls into the glove of Perez. Throws to first. And there's the mock cheer from the West Michigan fans as they are out of the lengthy seventh inning. So the Nuts score eight, and they do so on collecting six hits and three walks as they send 11 to the plate in the seventh inning. We will head to the bottom half of the seventh, stretching it out here. Lansing 15, West Michigan 2.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And we're back here for the bottom of the seventh inning as the first, second pitch rather, is fouled back by Joyce. And it is no balls, two strikes. Kumar Nambiar has taken over for the Nuts to open up this seventh inning. Lansing has a slight advantage in this one. They're up by 13, 15-2. The pitch, that's up high, one ball, two strikes. Kumar Nambiar, number 14 for the Nuts, in their black unis tonight. Throws. Swing and a miss. Joyce got the breaking ball, and he couldn't hang with the curve. One away, a strikeout for Nambiar to open up his outing. Kumar Nambiar has been excellent this year. ERA at 2.79 through 18 games. Only 9 earned runs, 1 homer, 13 walks, and 31 strikeouts. Breaking ball in there. Strike one to Jose King. And it is no balls, one strike on the lefty, who's 0-for-2 tonight after replacing Colt Keith in that first inning as Keith got injured at first. Next pitch outside, one ball, one strike. Keith was sliding back into the bag and looked like he may have had some shoulder soreness or some sort. Left the game, and King enter. 1-1. That's down low, a little bit inside. 2-1. Lansing scored 8 runs in that 7th inning. 12 batters came to the plate. They collected 6 hits and still left one stranded. The pitch. Breaking ball inside. 3 balls and a strike on King. Nambiar throws. Swing and a miss. King came out of his stance there to hack at that one. And it's 3-2. Nambiar throws. And King just fights that off right at home plate there. Staying alive as the ball trickles in front of the batter's box. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Lansing tonight with 5 runs in the second, 2 runs in the fifth, and 8 runs in the seventh. We said they needed a get-right game offensively. They've gotten it in a big way. Here comes the pitch. That is in there, strike 3. King was removing his bat and getting ready to head down to first. And he is not happy with the call. King looking at Glenn Meyerhofer, looked like pointing 2 as if 2 balls were out. And Jose King, I believe, just got tossed out of the game. And Brian Cabrera now comes flying down as he's going to have words with Glenn Meyerhofer. King was very adamant there as he was walking away and then looked like he continued towards the dugout. But then as he got close to the dugout, Glenn Meyerhofer thumbed him. So West Michigan has lost Colt Keith tonight at third due to injury, and now Jose King has been tossed because of words exchanged at the plate there. Back-to-back strikeouts for Nambiar, and now 2 away.
Adam, do you know who the backup is for Jose King? It's Carlos Irigoyen, the current pitcher.
Well, what's the plan?
The plan is you warm somebody else up in the bullpen.
Yeah.
And you lose your DH potentially.
So it's a lengthy discussion here for Brian Pena, and he's still very frustrated. Started walking away and then turned back around to Glenn Meyerhofer. Now we'll trot back to third base. 15-2 Lansing in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes Jake Holton. He's 0 for 2 tonight with an HBP and a stolen base. The pitch, that's outside. 1 ball, no strikes. 15 runs, Jesse, by far the most the Nuts have scored this year. They had reached 10 twice. The pitch, that's in there. Strike 1.
I mean, there's 15-2, and then there's 15-2, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. The pitch. That's yanked back off the netting. 1 ball, 2 strikes.
Hogan Harris, great. Angelo Infante, as you continue working him back in, gets 2 scoreless innings in. You get your relievers a little bit of work, but you're not strained. Everybody in the offense gets to feel better.
Next pitch, down low, didn't offer. 2 balls, 2 strikes now. The most hits they've had this year in a game, 17, also came against West Michigan. That was back on May 7th, so still got some work to do if they're going to catch that number. 12 hits tonight for Lansing. They are in the bottom of the seventh, 2 outs, base is clear. The pitch, bounced over to second, Angeles to his left, just a step in front of the cut of grass, throws to first, Soderstrom gathers, and that's going to do it. So Kumar Nambiar comes in for an easy seventh against the 2-3 and 4 hitters. 2 strikeouts, a weak ground out. We head to the eighth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way. Lansing 15-2 over West Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze.
Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
All right, so here's our current situation. Jose King was ejected in the bottom of the seventh inning by West Michigan by the umpire. The West Michigan third baseman is out. Carlos Irigoyen moves from pitcher to third. There's a new pitcher in, and it's actually a pitcher. And he deals ball one up high to the Lansing Lugnuts. First batter of the top of the eighth. This is Tyler Soderstrom with the Lugnuts leading 15-2. It is Angel Reyes now in. But there's something important to tell you. Reyes deals inside. Two balls, no strikes to Soderstrom. That is with Carlos Irigoyen moving over from pitcher to third base. West Michigan has just lost its DH. And so the pitcher's going to have to hit. Here comes the 2-0. Soderstrom takes low and outside. Three balls, no strikes. The Lugnuts are leading 15-2. West Michigan lost its number three hitter, Colt Keith, to injury earlier today. And the game has just been a mess for the hometown squad. Right-hander deals. Soderstrom takes ball four in. And the Lugnuts get things going in the eighth. After an eight-run seventh inning, blew this one wide open. A four-pitch walk for Soderstrom opens up the top of the eighth inning.
Been a wild one.
I don't think we're done with the wildness. I could be wrong. I've been wrong many times before. Adam, I cannot remember the last time I ever saw a position player come into pitch followed by a relief pitcher. The deal, Austin Beck takes, strike one called, inside corner. Austin Beck out of the cleanup spot, single, a pop out, a sack fly, a walk, two runs scored. Angel Reyes lets it fly. Beck swings and misses, strike two, good off speed down.
You're waving the white flag, and then you're not waving the white flag, even though you kind of want to wave the white flag.
Yeah, I think if West Michigan was allowed to choose, the Whitecaps would end the game and just say, look, let's treat this like we're playing by different rules. And let's call it mercy rule. Fastball up and in to Austin Beck, turns him away. Batting helmet is off. Picks it up, bat under his arm, tosses the hair, batting helmet back on, and right back under the right-hand batter's box. Got a great look at the mullet. One ball, two strikes. Reyes deals. Beck swings, and it's a high fly to right center. Malgeri's back at the wall, jumping up. Malgeri makes the catch. And Beck to first, Soderstrom. Austin Beck shakes his head. A tremendous play for out number one. It was a slider on the back door that Austin Beck went out and got and drilled. And Malgeri got up high in the air in the middle part of the warning track, not quite with his back against the wall, taking away extra bases. Now, Lawrence Butler takes ball one low. I'm going to put a star next to that one on my scorecard.
Already did it.
Yeah.
That was a great catch.
For Austin Beck, remember, he had just been brushed back. And so turning right back around and hammering one. One ball pitch. Outside corner, strike called to Lawrence Butler. And nothing to show for it. Whenever something like that happens, in terms of the pitch that came up and in, that makes me think the Lugnuts are not done at 15-2. The 1-1. Outside for ball two. The Whitecaps have gained their attention, if you know what I mean. Phil Pohl still had the windmill going in the top of the seventh inning when it was 11-2. 2-1 pitch on its way. Ground ball up the right side, but foul wide of first. 2 balls, 2 strikes for Lawrence Butler. Now, I do think, let's say Butler touches one off and Soderstrom comes around to third base, I would expect right here, this is where Phil gets that stop sign ready. It's 15-2. But Lawrence Butler is swinging for the fences. Reyes deals. Butler takes ball three outside. In the Lugnuts pen, the right-hander Joe Demers is warming, so Kumar Nambiar might be done. One perfect inning in the seventh, struck out two. The pitch, that is hit to right center field. Malgeri on the sprint to his left. Can he get there? Yes, he can. He runs down another, and Soderstrom hurries back to first. Well, Angel Reyes is throwing batting practice right now, but Ben Malgeri is bailing him out.
Couple of great grabs. That one, man, he ran a long way to go get it. And Butler's going to have the same feeling as Austin Beck just had moments ago, thinking, how do I not have extra bases right now?
Johnny Butler's the next batter. You know, Butler's in the midst of a three-hit day. Single, single, double. The pitch, backdoor slider, called strike one. Lawrence Butler, let's say that ball gets down. That's likely his third extra base hit of the game. For Lawrence, an RBI double and an RBI triple. Reyes throws. Johnny Butler swings and misses. Nothing and two. 15-2, Lugnuts.
You know Lansing's going to come up again, right?
Yeah, just the eighth inning. The Whitecaps aren't chuckling. Just Adam and I. 0-2. Strike three called, outer edge. Butler's down watching. Sad retired.
Maybe a grunt after that.
Yeah. Leadoff walk for Soderstrom. He's left at first base. And we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Once again, it's Lugnuts 15, the Whitecaps 2.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And in fact, the Lugnuts do go to the pen. Nuts right-hander Joe Demers is in. Let's go to the bottom half of the eighth inning with a 15-2 lead right up there on the hand-operated old-school scoreboard at West Michigan's LMCU ballpark. Kumar Nambiar, one perfect inning, two strikeouts. Now Joe Demers against Perez, Crouch, and Boyarski. 5-6-7 against the righty, dealing. Strike one called. Sinker, slider, splitter for Demers, and that was the splitter to start. Wenzel the Pencil Perez, who has walked twice and grounded to short. He has scored one of the Whitecaps' two runs. The deal. Slider popped up, foul in front of us and to our left into the seats. Here it comes with a bounce forward. Fan makes the grab, starts to topple over the row in front of him, and they all hold up their hands and they push him right back. That's a little girl in a pink shirt and hands her the ball. And she has no idea what to do with it. At 0-2 from Demers to Perez. outside barely. I love this. All of the fans are applauding this little girl getting the baseball. And it seems to me this little girl wants this baseball less than she wants anything else in the world. A 1-2 pitch from Demers. On its way. High pop up in the infield off Perez's bat. He hustles up the line. Third baseman Campos called off. Second baseman Angeles handles as he starts to walk up the mound. There's one out. This little girl in a pink shirt wearing a blue baseball cap was handed that ball. And she immediately turned to the little blonde kid to her right and she said, "Do you want it?" And they said, "It's yours." And she turned to the adults, got a blue shirt to her left, and she said, "How about you? Do you want this?" Here's the pitch to Josh Crouch. Crouch bounces it foul, rolling off to the left side, strike one. Well, everybody turned her down, and so now she's just clapping the baseball back and forth between her hands and talking to everybody about that ball.
At least make a trade or something for it. Use it.
Yeah, I wonder what she would want for it. What would her demands be?
Maybe some ice cream?
I mean, that would be my demand. The ball's in a strike. Right-hander against right-hander. One out, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Line drive foul to the right side. Strike two. What would your demand be? Let's say you got a baseball, and everyone came calling and said, "Adam, we would like that ball." Because, you know, all those fans would be clamoring. What would you ask in return?
I don't know.
Demers deals. Slider down and away. One ball and two strikes.
I think ice cream sounds pretty good. You know, they've got some good waffle fries here.
How about a gas card? Gas price is very high right now.
Sure. That's a very adult answer.
The 1-2. Slider outside. Two balls, two strikes on Crouch.
Hey, here's $10. No, actually, I want an official gas card, please. And I want it from Speedway.
I mean, who's discerning? Demers throws. A ground ball up the middle. Back of second base. Picked by Swift to his left. Shortstop spins, fires a little bit up the first baseline, bouncing away from Soderstrom. And Crouch reaches, we suspect, infield single. Above average effort sort of play for shortstop Swift. And in fact, it is an infield single for Crouch. It's his third hit of the game. Josh Crouch is having a good game, even if the rest of his Whitecaps teammates are not. They're down 15-2. Ulrich Boyarski is 0-3 with two strikeouts, but an RBI fielder's choice and a run scored. First pitch, at the knee, strike called on the outside corner. Well, Joe Demers coming in, replacing Kumar Nambiar, who relieved Brock Whittlesey, who replaced Angelo Infante, who replaced Hogan Harris. 0-1, breaking ball, strike called on the outside corner, the Demers slide piece. Harris, three scoreless innings, three strikeouts. Angelo Infante, two scoreless innings, three strikeouts. Whittlesey whiffed one, allowed two runs in the sixth. Two strikeouts for Nambiar on a perfect seventh, and now Demers in the eighth. The pitch. Ground ball on the left side to Swift. Gloves from one knee. Feeds Angeles one over to first base. Double play. 6-4-3. And Joe Demers faces the minimum in a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning. Let's go to the ninth. 15-2, Lugnuts leading at LMCU Ballpark over the Whitecaps.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223.
or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
So now the ninth inning. Won't you join us? 15-2 Lugnuts lead. Angel Reyes remains on the mound for the Whitecaps in the ninth. And it's going to be Angeles crossing Campos, 7-8-9 in the Lugnuts order. First, A. Rebiel. Angeles takes ball one outside from the right-hander Reyes. Angel Reyes against Angeles. Just take out the R-E-Y of Reyes' last name. Identical spelling. Angeles takes a called strike in the outside corner. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. A. Rebiel is singled. He has an RBI double. He scored twice. 2-for-4 today. The pitch fouled off to the screen. This after he went 2-for-4 in the series opener 2 days ago. So Angeles against the Whitecaps this year. Adam, you know I love this stat. Might have to wait until this at-bat is done. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a pop-up right side in the foul ground. The first baseman Holton is over, approaching his dugout. He's got the catch. And Angeles is 2-for-5. Foul out to first, out number one in the ninth inning. Okay, so A. Rebiel is now 21-for-53 against the Whitecaps this year. That is a .396 average. 21-for-53 against the Whitecaps. .396. The batter is Matt Cross. Here's the pitch. Up high, ball one. I don't think I've got the hiccups, but I could be wrong.
I was winning.
Well, it's 15-2. Here's the toss. Swing and a miss.
You know how Bill King had his three rules for Ken Korak in the booth?
Yes.
Jesse's rule when I got to the booth, if I ever get the hiccups, you may have to take over because sometimes they don't go away.
I get the hiccups and they last. 1-1. Low and away. I don't think you've ever heard me tell you about this rule. I'll check in with you. But before you, Adam, every assistant who's ever shared the booth with me and the motor coach operator, Larry Dumini, understood this too. 2-1 is bounced foul up the left side. What are you supposed to do if a yellow jacket enters the booth?
Oh, swat at it. Kill it for Jesse.
You got to be my bodyguard. That is a Jesse commandment, is any stinging insect that comes in, I have an allergy, and that's my fear that I get stung on the air. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Cruz reaches down, picks it to his left, 360s and throws. Safe the call at first base. Cross beats it out. Sterling effort by Trey Cruz. Infield single, Matt Cross. 2-0 game for Cross.
I think I did know about that rule.
Do you have any rules in the broadcast booth, a la Bill King?
No, the problem is, Jesse,
yes,
I am the same way as you with bees. However, I'm not allergic. I'm just deathly afraid of them.
Yes.
So.
Not a fan. Mm-hmm. Alex Campos steps in now, the number 9 batter. First pitch, low and away, and how about the catcher Crouch went all the way to his right, lost his footing in getting down on it and keeping it there at home plate. Do you feel about bees the opposite as you do about the series Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus?
That is correct.
15-2, Lugnuts lead, one on, one out in the ninth. The pitch, low and away, ball two for Campos.
No rules for me. I guess maybe someday, but nothing now.
Trying to think if there's anything else I've got. There probably is.
Hiccups, bees, the occasional ice cream every once in a while must be delivered.
2-0. Line drive, base hit, left field for Campos. Cabrera to his right scoops it up. Phil Pohl, coaching at third base, holds out the hands to Matt Cross as if to say, don't go for third base. We're good. It's 15-2. Campos, after two walks earlier, collects his first hit of the game. He had walked twice in the seventh inning, the eight-run seventh. He is on base once more, and the lineup turns over for Drew Swift. Swift, the leadoff man. 1-for-4 with a single and a walk, two runs scored. Takes ball one low and away. Adam, I hope when I'm gone that everybody remembers my affinity for soft pretzels, salted with the salt brushed off. Definitely Italian ices or ice cream or just dessert in the first place. Ball one, pitch on its way. Low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. But I know that every listener of Lugnuts Baseball will remember Adam Jaxa for one thing one thing only, and that is his love of Harry Potter.
Yes, they will.
You cannot escape it. In fact, you run full-fledged into it. Swift takes, fastball at the knees, strike call. 2-1.
You know, Star Wars Day is coming up as well.
Yeah.
At Jackson Field. I think that's June 16. Be here very soon. A couple of great days at the park.
As they say, June the 16th be with you. 2-1. Strike called right down the middle. Slide piece. Oh, they don't say that, do they?
No, they don't, but they should. Why not?
At second base, cross at first base, Campos. 15-2, Lugnuts. One out in the ninth. And the pitch to Drew Swift. He swings and fouls it away down the right side.
I mean, hey, if you're the fans tonight, Jesse, I know you're not getting the score that you want. The Nuts have come in and done what they wanted to do, but what a great night for baseball. Perfect weather out there.
I was thinking it's a great night for the Whitecaps fans to drink.
Yes.
The 2-2. Line drive twisting down the right side. Ulrich Boyarski to his left can't catch up with it as it falls foul into the pen. It remains 2-2. Dylan Smith, the Whitecaps starter and the great prospect from Alabama, 1 1/3 innings, 5 runs, all of them scored in the second. Bryce Tossan, 2 2/3 perfect. Then Jack Anderson allowed 2 runs in an inning. Ted Stuck allowed 7 runs and 1 1/3 in that 8-run seventh. Reyes deals inside to Swift, ball 3. Carlos Irigoyen, the infielder, took the mound. He recorded the final 2 outs of the seventh. He gave up the home run to Matt Cross. And now Reyes, who pitched a scoreless eighth. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Swift. Cross at second, Campos at first with 1 away in the ninth. Gabriel Maciel on deck. Righty, righty, here's your payoff. Swift pops it foul, off to the right and out of play. It's the old 8-pitch at bat in a 13-run game in the ninth. Pitch number 9 is going to be forthcoming with Drew Swift grinding.
Baseball, man.
You bet. Reyes has his sign. Set at the belt. 3-2. Bouncing ball left of the mound. Reyes tough play. Over. Backhands. Plants. Fires to first to get him. Probably threw over to first baseman Holton faster than he did to catcher Crouch with the pitch. Swift is at number 2. Cross to third. Campos to second.
That's a really good play right there by Reyes because Swift can move. He's got to go and throw that back across the diamonds. Made a nice play on the baseball. Pick it up clean. Now an opportunity to get those runs in for Maciel.
Gabriel Maciel is 0-for-4. First, though, we all wait for Drew Swift to slowly walk off the field.
Drew walks.
Sometimes it's Drew Swift. Sometimes it's Drew takes his time.
Yep.
Maciel 0-for-4. 4 ground outs, one of which scored a run, the 8-run seventh. Also hit by a pitch, and he scored a run. Time requested and granted to catcher Crouch. Lugnuts up 15-2, two outs.
Two ducks on the pond for the Nuts. The pitch to Maciel. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Here's a case, Adam, where I think that Gabriel Maciel really wants to collect his first hit of the game.
Yeah, certainly you see all your teammates having a big night. You want to join in on the fun. Now, as you mentioned, he had some success tonight, driving in a run, getting on base.
Switch hitter batting left, 0-1. Fouled back, laid on a fastball, nothing and two. For the Lugnuts tonight, three hits for Johnny Butler and two hits apiece for Tyler Soderstrom, Lawrence Butler, Aribil Angeles, and Matt Cross. Every single member of the starting lineup has scored at least one run. Every member of the lineup has knocked in at least a run. At 0-2, on its way, Maciel serves a base in the left field. Now stops on at third base for Campos as Cross comes across. Gabriel Maciel with the Oppo RBI single for a 16-2 Lugnuts lead.
Well, there you go. Base hit, another run. Maciel keeps things moving.
And with that, every member of the starting nine has at least one hit in this game. Second run scored tonight by Cross. Runners at the corners for Tyler Soderstrom. Left-handed slugger. First pitch taking. Strike called Arias fastball.
Feels like it's time for a Soder bomb.
He has 10 dingers this year. Today, RBI single, RBI double, and a walk. Swings and misses the slider down and in. Nothing and two. Soderstrom 2-for-4.
Angel Reyes thinking that same thing, keeping that pitch low.
Well, now Soderstrom changes his approach. Or does he? 0-2. Inside. Ball one. Fastball from Reyes. 15 hits for the Lugnuts today, plus 5 walks drawn. 16-2 Nuts. Reyes fires the 1-2. Soderstrom lines it up the middle, caught by shortstop Cruz behind second base. Otherwise, that was going to be an RBI single. Who says that they don't allow shifting in the minor leagues this year? Adam and I have seen otherwise. In the end, in the top of the ninth, one run, three singles for the Lugnuts against Angel Reyes. The lead is 16-2. Guard to the bottom of the ninth inning from LMCU Ballpark.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Back to Joe Demers for the bottom of the ninth inning from LMCU Ballpark in West Michigan. Demers worked a scoreless eighth. He deals the first pitch of the ninth. A fastball wide for ball one to Trey Cruz, the West Michigan shortstop. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. And the Lugnuts are up 16-2, three outs away from the win. The pitch to Cruz. Backdoor breaking ball, strike called. It's 1-1. Cruz, Malgeri, and Cabrera. And then if anybody gets on, things get fun. I'll tell you what I mean. The 1-1 is on its way, up high. So the number two hitter in the order and the guy who's due to bat fourth here in this ninth is Carlos Irigoyen, who came in as a position player pitching and then moved over to third base when Jose King was ejected. 2-1 from Joe Demers. Cruz swings and it's a high fly out into right center field. Gabriel Maciel's out there, Lawrence Butler too. It's Maciel, the center fielder, taking it in. Out number one. And then after Irigoyen batting third in the Whitecaps order, and now four batters away, it's Angel Reyes, the current Whitecaps reliever. Because when Jose King was ejected and they moved Carlos Irigoyen over to third base, the Whitecaps lost their DH spot and the pitcher would have to hit. The pitch to Ben Malgeri. Slider called a strike right down the middle. That's it, Adam. Look, if Joe Demers has his way, we don't have to worry about that. And this is a quiet bottom of the ninth. And the Lugnuts rout to celebrate. Pitch is on its way. Front door slider, strike two called. Malgeri is 1-for-2 with an RBI single and an HBP out of the nine hole in the order. 16-2 nuts. The pitch, high and outside. Go back to 2 days ago, the series opener. The Whitecaps piled up 15 hits, the most hits allowed by the Lugnuts pitchers in a game all year. So the Lugnuts come back here today and answer with 15 of their own. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Demers blows away Malgeri with a fastball. Two outs.
Yeah, this has been an all right night for the Nuts.
Yeah. This is one of those games that we'll look back on at the end of the year.
Yeah, we'll remember this one, no doubt about it. And maybe a turning point game for this offense to get back heated up.
Well, tomorrow a doubleheader, so how will they build on it? Demers to Daniel Cabrera. Slider, strike called inside corner. Lugnuts one out away from finalizing a 16-2 win. Tomorrow, Jeff Criswell gets the ball in game one. Strike one pitch from Demers. Cabrera grounds it, foul up the right side, strike two. Mack Lardner then in game two. But let's say Criswell goes out there and dominates. You could continue to see that confidence rising for this whole unit. This game has felt so good for everybody wearing the black and the gray. Two outs, nobody on. An 0-2 pitch for Daniel Cabrera. Check swing, slider down and in. On appeal, he did not go. Ball one. How about Cabrera potentially going from reaching base all five times in the opener to going 0-for-5 today? That's what would happen if Demers gets him. He's flat out twice. He's grounded a fielder's choice. He has struck out. 1-2. Just a little up and in. Ball two. Not only all of that, too. The Lugnuts, no errors today. So a clean game defensively. There was one that might have been called. Cabrera takes a slider in. 3-2. On Tyler Soderstrom on a throw earlier, but the official score just went fielder's choice. No error. That suits us fine. A 3-2 pitch. Reached out, he grounds it weakly toward third, picked up by Campos. The throw to first is in time, and this ball game is over. Your final score following a perfect bottom of the ninth for Joe Demers. The Lugnuts 16, the Whitecaps 2, the Lugnuts' largest win of the year.
That's a good win tonight by the Nuts. That's an understatement. I mean, they brought the bats, got things going early in that five-run, eight-batter second, built on it with two more in the fifth, and then absolutely opened up this game in the seventh with the eight-run, 12-batter half inning. And the pitchers did their part as well, keeping this West Michigan lineup at bay. That's a feel-good game for the Nuts and this offense to hopefully get them rolling again and lead them into a weekend where they hope to have a big weekend and perhaps win a series now with things tied up at one apiece.
In the end for the Lugnuts, how do you like this balance, Adam? Seven different Lugnuts batters scored two runs apiece.
I mean, they did everything that you needed them to do. And this is what we had talked about coming into this game, Jesse, is that when this offense was rolling at its best, they were balanced. And you saw that balanced attack today. One through nine, everybody getting on base. As we talked about with Maciel getting that base hit in the ninth, that means everybody got a base hit in today's game. And it's going to take those type of offensive performance when you know that the pitching isn't the strength of this team. It's the swinging. It's the offense. They're going to have to keep doing that. And as long as they have nights like this, that confidence is just going to keep going up as this season continues.
Began with Hogan Harris firing three scoreless innings. Two scoreless innings from Angelo Infante. Brock Whittlesey allowed a couple of runs in his lone frame in the bottom of the sixth. Those were the Whitecaps' only runs of offense. Kumar Nambiar, another perfect frame. Struck out two, looked great. Joe Demers then the final two innings to back up that great hitting performance. And as I look around the entire starting lineup, are there any guys or pitchers that you would like to highlight? You know, on our postgame graphic, in general, we try to highlight a guy here, a guy there, or should we just stick with total team win?
I think it's a total team win, and again, it's a credit to this team and how they played tonight offensively. Everybody did their part. I mean, there's guys with three hits, there's guys with two hits, there's guys with extra base hits. It's one through nine, Jesse, and they were good at bats all evening long, and you have to have good at bats to have two half innings with five or more runs. And Lansing did that tonight with five in the second and eight in the seventh. Just an absolute great game offensively by Lansing.
Highs for the Lugnuts today. Most runs in a game, 16. This is the high. Most runs in an inning. They scored eight in the top of the seventh. This is the high. There were other highs tonight, too. This was just one of those sorts of games. They also had four doubles today. That is the most doubles that the Lugnuts have had in a game this year. But they only stranded five runners on base the entire night. They batted 8-for-15 with runners in scoring position. 16 runs, 15 hits, no errors. For the Lugnuts, improving to 20-33. For the Whitecaps, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, and 8 runners left on. The Whitecaps went 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They fall to 24-29.
It shows you that Lansing doesn't need the big swings to have a big night. I mean, Matt Cross off a position player was the only home run that we saw tonight. Everything else, single, doubles, and one triple from Lawrence Butler. So they did the damage with some hard-hit baseballs, and this is a difficult park to get balls out. But everyone tonight locked in, great to see, and hopefully that builds Lansing's offense as this series continues into the weekend.
Worth mentioning, too, that the Nuts finished this game with the exact same number of strikeouts as walks. 5 strikeouts, 5 walks for that offense, too. They were just putting their bat on their ball all night.
Yeah, they went up there aggressive, and again, I think the confidence certainly builds as you put together a half inning like they did early on in the second, kind of sets the tone for the game, and that was the case tonight.
All right, so doubleheader tomorrow. We are expecting Stevie Emanuels to piggyback Mac Lardner in game two. We saw the Lugnuts go deep into the bullpen today. Infante, Whittlesey, Nambiar, and Demers following up Hogan Harris. Jeff Criswell starting game one. It's going to be a lot of fun. Doubleheader tomorrow begins at 5:35 p.m. So Adam and I will have the pregame show for you. Before that, what do you think about 5:20?
That sounds good to me.
All right. Two games tomorrow, games number 3 and 4 in the series, and then the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps play Saturday and Sunday before the Lugnuts come on back to Michigan State Capitol next Tuesday, opening up a 2-week homestand against Fort Wayne and Beloit. Any final thoughts on a wonderful evening?
Oh, the hits were great tonight. This was an excellent win. 14-run difference, 16 runs in total, 15 hits. Let's see what they have for an encore times two tomorrow.
Agreed. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once more, that final score. The Lugnuts 16, the Whitecaps 2. We wish you well from LMCU Ballpark in West Michigan. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.